German-French protests over nuclear waste. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. Large protests took place in Germany and France over the weekend over the transporting of nuclear waste between the two countries. Tens of thousands of protesters took part in one of the biggest anti-nuclear rallies in years. Police in France had to cut free people who had chained themselves to the railway track on which the spent nuclear fuel would pass. The protesters caused a lot of disruption to the shipment, the first in 2 years. Authorities had to secretly reroute the convoy of 11 train cars to prevent those protesting causing a serious accident. The 154 tons of waste eventually crossed the French-German border and arrived in the town of Dannenberg early Sunday morning. It will be used by Germany's nuclear power agency to provide the country with electricity. The shipments of nuclear waste have been a controversial issue over the past decade. There was extra tension in Germany this year because of Chancellor Angela Merkel's decision to keep her country's 17 nuclear power plants working for 12 years longer than was planned. Many fear this will increase the likelihood of accidents. There is considerable public opposition to her plans in Germany. Over 50,000 activists rallied in Dannenberg. A Green Party leader, Jürgen Trittin, told the huge crowd, "Merkel provoked society by extending the lifespan of nuclear power, and this is the people's answer." Protester Elke Hinschmeier, 71, said, "We're horrified that this government wants to extend the use of nuclear power. They've ignored the will of the people."